Continue now in some Kuf Yud. We'll try and come to the end here of Shir Mem Gimel, which again we started yesterday. We mentioned yesterday two different ways to read a sugya in Gemara and Beitza on Daf Gimel Beis. We have two different ways to read what the Gemara talks about in terms of the Sofek. The Gemara says two things. Beitza's Trefa, that's what we assume we're talking about. Beitza's Trefa, the Gemara said, a Sofek Beitza is Asura. That's one thing the Gemara says. The Sofek is Asura. And also says, if it becomes mixed up with other Beitzim, so then it's not going to be, because the whole Tarov is a problem, because it's a Dover Choshev. The question is, what is the it? Is are statements A and B related, or statements A and B are not related? So Rabbi Natan understands in that Tosas and Beitza we saw yesterday that there are two different statements in the Gemara. One is that a Suffolk Trefa is Osir. Okay, then statement B is not talking about a Suffolk Trefa. So Suffolk Beitza is Trefa. Statement B is talking about a Vadai Beitza is Trefa. And instead, if it gets mixed up with many others, then the Tarovus is Muteris. And according to Rabbi Natan, the Gemara never discusses what happens if the Suffolk Beitza Trefa gets mixed up with the others. And he says that would be Mutter based on Sfek Seker. That's the Kula Dika position. That's Rabbi Natan. Said it's a regular case of Sfek Seker. He doesn't care that it's a Suffolk Echa Beguf, Suffolk Echa Betarov. It doesn't bother him. Okay, one Suffolk is about the egg, and one Suffolk is because of the mixture. Rabbi Natan says that's a classic case of Sfek Seker. It's like Sfek Seker in two mixtures, like we had in the Gemara in Zvachim with the Avodah Zarah cups and Avodah Zarah rings and so on and so forth. And the Re understands that the two statements in the Gemara are related. It's the Gemara is telling us first, Beitza's Trefa is also, that's one. Suffolk Beitza's Trefa is also. And then the second statement of the Gemara is a modification of the first statement. And the Suffolk Beitza's Trefa, that gets mixed up with other Svekas, that's still also, because we don't apply Svek in that case. According to Benetam, the second case in the Gemara was about a Beitza's Trefa, they got mixed up with other eggs. According to the Re, it's a Suffolk Beitza's Trefa got mixed up with other eggs. He said, that's not a Svek. The Gemara says, also. Why? Why isn't it Sfek Sveka? So that's because Suffolk Echad Beguf and Suffolk Echad Batar does not qualify as a Sfek Sveka. That's how we explained it last time. So, and then we mentioned the Rashba at some length. The Rashba also just modifies the Re a little bit, and he says that the issue has to do with simultaneity, right? He says that the problem with Suffolk Echad Beguf and Suffolk Echad Batar, you can't be saying that a Suffolk and a Goof doesn't count towards Sveikas, because we learned yesterday the Gemara Ksubas, which had a situation of the woman who was turned out she wasn't a Psuah, so now the question was the Suffolk, whether she was in Sotachtav after the Erisim, and I feel in Tim Shom is in Sotachtav, or I shouldn't say Zinsa, but Nivala Tachtav, even the Bila was after the Erisim, still maybe she was right. So the Gemara got out of it over there for that local case. It was Ashes Cohen, it was Ashes Yisrael from which was 4-3, or whatever, but in principle, the Gemara applies the Sfek Sveka Din to that. So obviously, Suffolk Beguf is considered a valid Suffolk. Okay, so it can't be that the rehold that Suffolk Echad Beguf, Suffolk Echad Tarovus doesn't work because Suffolk Echad Beguf doesn't count. Suffolk Sveka's Beguf do count. So therefore, the Re has to say, that Rashba explains, that the problem is that it's a lack of simultaneity. Okay, a lack of simultaneity. The question we asked against the Rashba was, but one second, but a regular case of a Sfek Sveka with two different Taruvas is not simultaneous. Okay, so then we distinguish in the Derisa. Okay, that we mentioned yesterday. So we read in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's I think we're up to, in Source 11, the Shulchan Aruch says, and we read it yesterday, Sim Kufiot Sifta, Sofik Trefa, Shenis Arva Bacheros, Kulan Asuras, Ad Sheba Heta, Kadei Levatela Iser, Ima Vidvar, Misan Espatlin. Again, if it's something that's subject to Bittul. So then you have a Suffolk Trefa that got mixed up with others. He's not talking necessarily about a Beitza, but it's a Trefa meat or whatever. But Suffolk Trefa, Shazar Bacher, it's a cool and a suicide. Should we have to get a Vatel Isser in the Varmis Batlin? Why isn't it Sfek Sveka? The original Suffolk was a Suffolk Trefa, and it got mixed up into Tarubas. That's a double Suffolk. So the Mechaber says, Shekevan, Shesuffolk Harishon. Oya Begufo, Ein La Tirmi Sfek Sveka. And that's what the Mefarshim point out, that he's based on that Rashba modifying the Re. He says you can't count that as a Sfek Sveka because it's Suffolk Echad Beguf. The first Suffolk was a Suffolk Trefa. It was nothing to do with the Tarovis. It was a Suffolk on its own. So you can't mix the two. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. And the Ramah says, V'yishom ha'tam da'osor ho'va Suffolk u'isim d'oraisa. Ramah says, no, the problem is it starts off with a Suffolk d'oraisa. You're a machmer over there. It's a suffix araisa. Therefore, lo nuchal loma od suffix shein kan iser. Okay, you can't say that. There's an iser, it's a araisa, and that we paskin, the suffix araisa l'chumra. Okay, now you only have really a tarovis, so it's lo mikus fake fake of osu. So basically, there comes out that there are three shitas. Okay, we'll continue from here. It comes out that there are three shitas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, all these cases, there's always a sfeik sfeikim, right? There's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion doesn't appear in, really in the Shulchan Aruch, exactly. Okay, but Rabbeinu Tam says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's sfeik echad beguf, sfeik echad beguf, tarov, it doesn't matter whether dealing with a sfeik of the Rabbanon, a sfeik of the Raisa, it's always a sfeik sfeikim. Mechaber says, no. Mechaber ruling like the Rashbo, explanation of the Re, Mechaber says, no, you can't combine sfeik echad beguf, sfeik echad tarov, whether it's a Raisa or the Rabbanon, doesn't matter. The Ramo kind of has, it looks like, we'll see there's different ways to learn the Ramo, we'll see in a minute, but the Ramo seems to sort of have a middle position. He says, when it comes to Dindo, right, when with the Raisa, he's going to follow like the Ramo says, you can't combine sfeik echad beguf, sfeik echad tarov, but when it's on the Rabbanon, then you can't. His principal issue is that we're dealing with are we starting off with a deraisa or a drabbanan? That's the shita of the Ramo. The shach in Simchat and Yud, in Simchat and Samach Aleph 12, the shach in Simchat and Samach Aleph. The shach raised an interesting question. He doesn't understand. Okay, he says it's a little strange what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here, because if we think about it for a moment, says the shach, right? I don't understand. He says, well, above we learn, okay, the it sounds like the problem here is, right, that the Hussam HaSafek HaRishon Lai B'Gufo, Rak V'Tarov is making kind of Safek HaRishon Lai B'Gufo. Okay, that's the Chen Kazar Tov Rashbo V'Shar, you know, he's saying, the first he explained it's based on the Rashbo, right? It's not, he says, Klomar, let's read from the beginning, it's in 12. Klomar, the Lodomila based Tarovus, that Tarovus HaSheni Mutter. It's not like a two Tarovus Safek, speaks Fakas, because there, HaSafek HaRishon Lai B'Gufo, right? I mean, there's a Safek and a Tarovus and another Tarovus, right? There, but it's our case, and so on. All right, there, Mashena Ken Kana, Safek Rishon Lai B'Gufo. He said, but the problem is, he says, I don't understand. He says, if that's the case, so I don't understand why, didn't we say, in other words, the Shach asked, didn't we say, and there's a question back in Sivches, right, that both the Mechaber said it clearly, and the Ramo didn't argue, that you need three Tarovas, right? Didn't we say, we discussed it yesterday and the previous year, okay, that you need three tarovas, you have three mixtures. Okay, so what's the chiddush over here? Safek echad beguf, safek echad betarovas is not mutter because it's not three tarovas, only two. Right, so that's basically the shach's question. Okay, he says, hold on. He says in the fourth line, you cannot feel law has safek echad beguf also anyway. Okay, so we also anyway, the law yehay ela beis tarubas. You came lama leila machaber letamod. The kavans are suffic rishon harbe gufo. What do you have to give that reason for? Okay, it's not going to be good because it's only two tarubas, not three. What's going on, right? The case of the Shulchan Aruch again is suffic treifish nisarva bacheras. So he has to come up with a reason why evidence usher, because you know it's we can't combine sofek echad beguf, sofek echad betarovas. That's not why. It's only two. We only have two tarovas here. You only have two sveikas here. And before in the previous in Sivchas, we said you need three. That's the only have the three sveikas. So what's the chiddush here? That you know what's going on? He says even with the Ramah, we can't kosh al rav. Okay, what do you have to give his reason? Starts with the deraisa. Okay, and that's why it's no good. Even so, it's still only two tarovas. And he leaves it at Tzarachian. Shach says, I don't understand it. It's just, I don't know why the Mechaber come up with this. It's he leaves it at Tzarachian. So that's the cash of the Shach, really, is against both the Mechaber and the Ramoah, sort of kind of a steer between Sivchas and Sivtes, because, again, in Sivchas, they both made it clear, again, the Mechaber said it, and the Ramoah didn't argue, that you need three Tarubos, and not only two. So then what's the Chiddush here? Sofek Beguf, Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Tarubos is by definition Only two tarovos, so only two sveikas. So that's the kasha of the shach. And he leaves it with Tzarachi. And the Berheitev, they're printed here in source 13, it's called Chavzayin, and tries to answer for the shach. Okay, the Berheitev says, well, we're talking about apples and oranges. He spells over the kasha. Okay, he spells over the kasha, spells out the kasha. And the second line of a kasha, that tu rashboa poskin lo itzuku zelo shitosam. See, it's not a kasha on the rashboa, because the rashboa, if you remember, was the one who said two sveik is enough, right? The rashboa. So therefore, he wants to say, but not when it's suffik echad beguf, suffik echad betarovas, right? And the re. The other one, remember the re also just said in the second tarovas, you came in them all at once and so on. But lo shitosam, you don't need three. Right, so that's what the Berhet is pointing out. I mean, there's the Shach said too. It's only l'shitasam, okay? L'shitasam of the Rashba and the and l'shitas Rashba and the Reed themselves, they don't need a third mixture. So then they have to come up with this reason. But according to the Mechaber, possibly like the Rambam, or like we assume the Rambam said. I remember we had a steer in the Rambam, but like we assume the Rambam says, like others say, you need three, so there's no problem. So what do you need this special reason over here? Okay. Look in the language of the Bar Hetiv, because it says it concisely. The second line of a kosher, a tuva rashbo, a poskol hutzuk lezel, she tosom. The shila at that tuva sabay is mutter. A machaber, the shila besiv ches. Tuva sabay is osir. The second one is osir. You need a third. In Kena, filo has suffer goshen begufo osir anyway. Okay? So I don't understand. It's orchim. And the rights of li nira, the Bar Hetiv, li nira, the lo kosher is not a kosher. The leel besiv ches, ma'ari bedover choshuv. Okay, the difference in what is in this mixture. Back in Sivches, says the Bar Hetim, they're talking about that it's a Dover Choshev, which is not Botel. So over there, you need a third Tarovis. Okay? That's what Sivches was talking about. Sheino Botel. Lechach Pasim Chavit, the Gimel Tarovis. The Tarovis original, Shach Lomachad betray Dover Botel. Again, it goes back the way we said it with the Rav and so on and so forth. Right? The first Tarovis, since it was talking about a Dover Choshev, that's Mafkia, the same Tarovis. Right, that's what we said yesterday. The Rav said, it's not just the Rav, all the Achronim have this sold in one form or another. Okay, that the first Tarovis doesn't count as a Tarovis because the fact that it's a Dover Choshev in the mixture is Mafkia, to put it in that lingo, is Mafkia, the Chaloshim Tarovis. So mainly you need two Tarovis and two more after the first, because the first one doesn't count. That's the case over there when you're dealing with Dover Choshev. All right, the Le'el B'Siv Ches, again, the Bar Hetiv, the Le'el B'Siv Ches, Mari Midover Choshev. Shein a bottle, a chach pas mechaber, the gimel tarovis. The tarovis harishon lo shach lo mechaber betray bottle. But for chan, mar medvarm shein a chashu metelem. The chach en a tzuchim, el a beis tarovis. Okay, that is the Bar Hetiv, the teretz to the kasha of the shach, with the shach lizu tzorachian, and it's a good teretz. Aracha shulchan, here in Sim Kufiud, and Sif Pei Dalad, 14. Aracha shulchan gives a different teretz, okay? And it's similar, but not exactly. He raised the kasha. He's gdol achronim and so quotes the shach and others. And the third line, when this daitel of kasha meeting, shari kvar biyarn daas harambam the matzah gimel tarovus bar kochum mishum the mashve tarovus rishon kol achas kevadai iser velo kisu suffik. The different terminology, the same idea. The first tarovus doesn't count. The first tarovus is a vadai iser. Okay, when you have a davar choshev, again the Rav's terminology is not, it's the mafkia the shame tarovus. It's a vada. It's not a suffik. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's language. Again, you see, it's a similar idea, right? The Aruch HaShulchan is saying the first tarov is a vaday yisur. That's what Tomar over there. The first one. That's not the case over here. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, it's the same. Lachain huchachu l'taima mecherim. That's why the Mechaber. I think of other reasons why it doesn't work over here. It's over there. The first tarov is considered a vaday. It's not considered a sofik. Okay. Last thing in this badge is the Shach and Sivkot and Samach Beis. Okay. He's really trying to understand, really, the Ramah. Okay, there's different ways to learn exactly what the Ramah is saying. Because what Ramah adds to the Shulchan Aruch, let's go back to 11. Okay, Ramah says, "V'yesh omer matam da'aser hova sofek hu midorais isu midoraisa." It starts off with the doraisa, and therefore lo nuchal alomar od sofek shein kaniser. You can't count it as sofek. That it's already gepaskin, so to speak, right? Sheikh the Rais al-Khumah. So therefore, it's not considered to be a sfek sfeka. So really, there's a couple of different ways that the Shach points out to learn what the Ramah is saying. He says, "Nafkamina the ilu tam mechaber filo has sofik arishim in the rabbanon came on shabugufa in a bottle with tarvos with tavarav bottle." All right. Basically, the first approach is that the Ramah is mekel, right? Ramah is mekel because in a case of sveik sveika, sofik echad beguf sofik echad betarvos by an isu drabbanon by an isu drabbanon. Let's give an example. Okay, you have gvina. Okay, gvina sakum is only drabbanon. So let's say you have gvina, and it's a suffik, a Jew is suffik, so suffik gvina sakum, so gvina yisrael. Okay, and it got mixed up with other gvinos. Okay, so that's according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's gonna chabit we aser, because that's suffik echa beguf, suffik echa betarovis, right? But according to Ramah, it's gonna mutter because it starts off and it's drabbanon. Right, and so that's what he said at the beginning. In a certain sense, in that sense, the Ramah is mekel. Okay, we look in the opening words. Right, nafkamina the ilu tam mechaber filo hayes suffik echad b'darbanan. Even if the original suffik darbanan, let's say by gemina zakum or something, came on shabegufo Ain't a bottle. It doesn't matter if it's a suffix with goof. You cannot now combine it with the suffix echa b'tara v'sifta, which the creator sfeik sfeika. Well, tamara bottle. Okay? And he gives an example. Mishchalk v'gvinah she'en adu'im v'gvinah so'a v'gvinah sakum v'chai gadna v'sakta b'ara l'chumra. Okay? So anyway, the mechaba ain't a b'tela, and according to Ramah, it'll be bottle. All right? So that's one thing. On the other hand, he then says there's another way to look at it in a certain sense, almost machmir, because the mechaber asers perhaps he says only by sfeik sfeika the raisa, right? When does mechaber say sfeik sfeika sfeik echa beguf sfeik echa b'torovus can't combine to create a sfeik sfeika? That's what we're dealing with the raisa, okay? And the Ramah is saying no. If you're starting with the raisa, even if it's not sfeika the raisa, sfeika echa beguf sfeika torovus, I'm still not going to be makel. In other words, according to the mechaber, if you're starting with the raisa, if you start off with the raisa, so then we won't apply sfeika by sfeika echa beguf sfeika torovus. But the Ramah will say no. If you're starting off with the raisa, won't say sfeika at all. Okay, that's also a possibility. The Ram was machmir. Look at the language. A rabba go machmir. I feel lo haya savagush magufo. Came from the Torah. Have a sfeik sfeika. Oh, after the so that's the second possible. The Ram was machmir. You know, say in the first way we said it, that the Ram was mekel, like with the drabonim. Second, we're saying it is that the Ram here is machmir, because the Shulchan Aruch is only aswing sfeik sfeika doraisa. If savag echad bugu savag tarovus, the Ram will be machmer and asr sfeik sfeika altogether if you start off with the raisa, even if it's not sfeik echa beguf sfeik echa b'tarovus. Or he says a machlokas. Oh, I'm sure the mar machada, right? The little pliu is not a machlokas. It's not a machlokas. Ramah is just adding something. In other words, the mechaber said we don't say sfeik sfeika by sfeik echa beguf sfeik echa b'tarovus. Okay. And furthermore, he says, in other words, he's just adding a point. He just adds another reason that a sfeik sfeika with sfeik meguf was also because when it starts with a doraisa. Okay, so different ways to learn the shach. To move now to Anav Beis, the shach to learn the Ramah. Okay, to move over now to Anav Beis. So here we're just trying to understand what we touched on this already, but just to elaborate on, I call that a machlokas be sowed din sfeik sfeika. What exactly is the, is the foundation? What is sfeik sfeika based on? I touched on it yesterday. I said we'll elaborate a little today, so we'll elaborate a little today. Okay, and we'll introduce something new. If you saw in the Marmar Komus, source number 20 is a Shari Yosher, Shimon Shkop, who has a lot of talks about Shara sfeika, a lot of stuff about, all the din of sfeika, sfeik sfeika, and so on. Empirical test. So basically, what we'll say is as follows. Okay, we had. It's really, what is the nature and what do we base the kula of sfeik sfeika on? Okay, and we touched upon it. So the Rashba, who doesn't really say it as much in the Taras Habayis as he does, it doesn't say it as clearly. This tshuva that the Rachmanim quote, the Taz quotes this and so on, is tshuva Rashba chelik hey chelik aleph simen tof aleph. Tshuvas Rashba Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Aleph. Okay, source number 16. This is the Rashba, who basically says, like we explained already, that Sfeik Sfeika is a simple matter of rov, right? The Tei Delechao Deha, the Sfeik Sfeika is kerov. It's kerov. All right, it basically works like rov, and he gives examples. Bottom line, as I said, you have a 50-50 doubt, and now within the first 50, you have another 50-50 doubt, so now it's 75-25 in favor of whichever direction it is, in favor of Kula. So therefore, it's Sfeika is Lekula. Bottom line is, and this Chuvin, you should just read through it again, he has the Gemara Beitza, and I'm not going to read everything again, but we saw it. Okay, that at the end of the day, the Rashba here, in the tshuva, it says clearly that the sfeik sfeika is in effect an offshoot of rov. Okay, the Ra'or in the Berek Habayis on the Taras Habayis by Dalat Shar Beis disagrees with this. Disagrees with the Rashba. Okay, even though the Rashba says it doesn't say it as clearly there. Okay, but he talks about it, and the position of the Berek Habayis. Is basically that sfeik sfeika is a function of Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. In other words, the Gemara Ksubas, okay, he says like we said the other day that Sveika is a din of Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. Sveika is dealing with the Rabbanon. The whole thing is Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. It's predicated. It's an offshoot of Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. Okay. And the idea is that the second suffix is a suffix Rabbanon, so Sveik Rabbanon Lakula. That's his basic yisod. All right, Sveik is an offshoot of Sveik Rabbanon Lakula, because the second suffix in all these mixes, and he goes through all the cases, the second suffix is Rabbanon. All right, now the problem is, it's not always Rabbanon, right? The Ra'o is a little difficult, okay? And he's aware of the Gemaras, obviously. For example, the Gemara Ksubas. Mars Ksubas is applying Sveik Sveika by Din D'Oraisa. We're talking about an Eishes Ish. We're talking about this woman who is Nivela, and the question is if she's Nivela Tachtov after the Erisin, she's a Surah to him. All right, so and the Gemara says, well, maybe she was Nivela before, she was an Erisin, and even if she was afterwards, maybe it was Nensa, as long as it's not an Eishes coin. So we're talking there on a Din D'Oraisa. So what do you mean? Well, what's the Ra'or in this Berak Abai is saying we're only dealing with Din D'Rabbanan? Okay? That's his yisod, but he's aware that it seems to be against the Gemara Ksubas. Okay, so therefore he says no. He says really, the Gemara Ksubas is not dealing with Doraisa, all right? Because she has a cheskas heter, right? She has a chazoka. That's what he writes over here. The mukmin, look in the Rosh, the Berak Abai is there in 17, the third line. The hosam nam misofek rishon mutaras me haTorah. Okay, the mukmin la chazoka de Torah. Okay, she has a cheskes heter. All right, in other words, the it's not a real din d'oraisa. She's mutaris d'oraisa then because she has a cheskes heter. All right, so what do you need this fake sveika for? Because by we have a principle that comes up in other places with Arias issues on mala osu biyuchsin. I have an expression or kedushin. Mala osu biyuchsin. Now we require more than one. We require stronger chazaka, so to speak. You don't use a regular cheskes heter. We have mala osu. That's a drabonon. Okay, that's a drabonon. So therefore, he says even in that case, you're dealing with drabonon anyway. Right, even in the case of there, you're dealing with the Rabbanon. So that's the Ra'az Chiddush. In effect, is that since we're only dealing with the Issad Rabbanon, Sveik Sveika is a form of, it's a dinner. Sveik Rabbanon Lekula. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. Right, we have an Issad Rabbanon. We want to be Makel. So Rabbanon said, and these serpents need to be Makel. Right, and again, the case with the Avodah Zarah cups and Avodah Zarah rings also, it's only dinner Rabbanon because the Ra'az says Bittul Chad Betray. All right, and the Gemara Ksubas also says in all the cases, it boils down to a drabbanon. So therefore, Sveik Sveika that we're makel is because the second suffix is a drabbanon and Sveika drabbanon lekula. In each case, all right. Again, it's a chiddush. Not everybody agrees with that ra'oah. I mean, the pashtus is you have to kvetch in every case. It's always drabbanon. It sounds in some place like it's a doraisa. Okay. Let's be honest. That's what Tosus over there in Ksuba says. She has a cheskes heter, okay. But she also right now her cheskes aguf is she doesn't have a psulim, right? She obviously was nivela, so that that offsets perhaps the cheskes heter, right? There's a chazaka mikara. Chazaka mikara was so that's a question, and therefore many disagree with the Ra'ah that in that case in Ksubas she's muteris on a level deraisa. Not true. Okay, the Sveik Sveika will, according to these Rishonim, deal with the Raisa problem. That's the Shita Ra'o. The Ra'o has a Shita, fine. That's the Ra'o. Okay, now, one of the questions which is dealt with in that Gemara Ksubas, okay, for example, the Pnei Yoshua, I printed in 18. I'm not going to, you don't have to read the whole Pnei Yoshua, but the Pnei Yoshua in Ksubas, okay, the Pnei Yoshua in Ksubas, says that this goes back to the machlokas, the general machlokas, Ram Rashba, of how Sveika the Raisa works altogether. And he says, Bishlama, you read inside, Bishlama says, Rambam, Visiyato, Kaimel, and Sveika the Raisa, Goma, Haimed, Rabbanon. Okay? So then I understand Sveika the Kula, Mishmadavali, Sveika the Rabbanon. Then Raisa, Vachad, Sveika, Namishaya, Vikena, Safik Hasheni, Hanavi, Safik the Rabbanon, the Kula. All right? In other words, he says it's, And he says that, what was our objection? Our objection was most people rejected the Ra'ah because they're the Gemara Ksuba is not talking about a Darabon. It's Mamash a Daraisa. It's a Daraisa. Okay? Because you tell me there's a Cheskas Heter, so it's only Darabon. Yeah, but the Cheskas Heter is counteracted by the Chazak of the Kara in terms of Cheskas Aguf. In other words, it's not so simple. But the Pnei Yeshua is saying, and again, it's a Chedush Maksub is Tesla and Aleph. The Pnei Yeshua is saying that even if we're dealing with Daraisa, but to be Machmir, that itself is a Darabon. Okay, because Sveka Daraisa Lekula, I'm sorry, Sveka Daraisa Lekula. So even if we're starting with a Daraisa, even if it's a Din Daraisa, it's only with Darabon we have a problem in the first place. So you're Viter, back to Sveka Darabon Lekula. Right, that's how the Pnei Yeshua kind of deals with this, with these questions with the Rashba. Okay. Anyway, I don't read the whole Pnei Yeshua, but you know, it's good. I just to see it in the context of that sugya, the Prima Godim, okay, the Prima Godim in the Sifsei Das here by us in Sifsei Kufyur and a subsequent shach and that shach we did with Sukkot and Samach Beis, okay. And the problem is that's all well and good if you hold like the Rambam, okay. That's all well and good if you hold like the Rambam, but you know, according to those who not all like the Rambam, then it's a problem. Then where's the Rabbanon? Okay, but he summarizes the Shita. If you want to take a look on the second line of 19, he quotes the Prichodesh, Gimel Shitas. Okay, Shita Achas Das Haraah. Okay, again explaining this whole Indian of Sovek Echad Rugel, Sovek Vatorov, as you can read through the Prima Godim. What I come to now, though, is a Shun Shkop. Okay, so basically what we have so far is that Sveik Sveik is based either on Rov, or it's based on Sveik Rabbanon Lekula, however you get to it, either because of the Rambam or because the whole din is on the Rabbanon, and we like the Rav, it says in those cases and so on. All right, but Rav Shimon Shkop in 20 in the Shara Sveikas, so it was the first of the Shara Aleph in Perak Yud Tes. So it's his Os Reish Tzadi and Reish Tzadi Aleph. Okay, you know he wants to say, looking right at the beginning, nearly because you die polish of the shash almost fake sveka, but almost stam hello base sveka. So it's interesting, the whole lush of fake sveka, a little funny. Why don't we say two svekas? What's fake sveka? Okay, see the MS ain't rebu svekas gorma heter. It's not the extra svekas, but a suffake on a suffake. He's medayik in the lush of fake sveka. Sveik sveik doesn't mean two, it does mean, but it's a funny language. Now, why don't you say there are two sveikas here, double suffix? In effect, that's what it means, but he is basically saying that the term sveik sveika means something else. And what he drives at is the following. Again, we hold not like the Rambam, if we hold like Rover Sharam, that Minatora sveika the rice is l'chumra, okay? So the question is, can sveik sveika work in some other way other than by Rove? He basically comes up with a third way, and it's spelled out more in Reish Tzadi Aleph. And what he basically says, in effect, and I got a third shot, so to speak, or a third way of looking at Sveik Sveika. All right, and that is that the Torah, let's look at Reish Tzadi Aleph. All right, yes, or be or nemar, the Kiblu Chazal Shnei Ofana Isurim. And here's his Chakira. All right, there are two. It's kind of hard to read this if you didn't get read through it. But he says there are two different types of iser. Ha'echad who call isurei Torah havadoyim hamufrashim b'Torah. Torah says don't do this. It's an iser. Vasheni who azharas safek after in a mufurish b'Torah. Okay, rak al pi hekesh shekli kibalu shonamuz horim lochush ala safek. He basically says that the Torah tells us that certain things are usur. And the Torah also tells us, stay away from sveikas. That's what sveika d'oraisa l'chumra means. The Torah, again, not like the Rambam. Okay, what does sveika d'oraisa l'chumra min haTorah mean? Where do you get sveika d'oraisa l'chumra min haTorah anyway? Why would you say that? Okay, so he says because that's what the Torah is saying. Stay away from sveikas. All right. It's interesting. There is a sefer called some point this out that there's a sefer called the Sefer Charedim. We've mentioned it. It's a sefer amitzus. It's a unique sefer amitzus, sefer Charedim. because he organizes all the mitzvahs of the Torah based, I think I've mentioned it in the past, not based on the parts of the body. So these mitzvahs are done with your ears, and these mitzvahs are done with your mouth, and these mitzvahs are done with your foot, and these mitzvahs are done with your hand, and so on. And other things are done with your mind. So anyway, so he talks about, in the Sefer Haredim, we have a pasuk in Chumash, okay, the end of the Chumash, in Parshas Nitzavim. It says, "Uvacharta v'chayim." What is v'charta v'chayim? Therefore, choose life. Right? What do you mean v'charta v'chayim? V'charta v'chayim means stay away when something is just like when you if you have a suffix about something, is this poison or it's not poison? I'm not sure. So what do? You stay away from it, right? A suffix, v'charta v'chayim. Right, if something is dangerous, so you stay away from something dangerous. I mean, that sort of goes without saying, you know. Okay, so too, if something is possibly not kosher, let's say, or whatever, you stay away from it. Don't eat it. Right, someone offers you food that has a question mark shkocha. I don't know if it's a good shkocha, not a good. Okay, so don't eat it. Right, that's really b'char to b'chaim. You stay away from sveikas also. That's the basic yisod of Shimon Shkop. But he says, when it's a sfake sfeika, when it's a suffake on that suffake, okay, that's not a suffake iser. That's a suffake on a suffake. That the Torah had no problem with. You follow? It's a different beer. It's not a matter of robe. It's not a matter of sfeika laban lakula. We can be operating on the Raisa plane. But a regular sfeika the Raisa, the Torah says sfeika the Raisa l'chumma minat Torah, not like the Rambam. That's because Torah is saying, keep away from the sfeikas. Keep away from the sveikas. But when it's a sveika, that's not a suffix iser. If I have a piece of meat, it might be kosher, maybe not kosher, that's a suffix iser. But if I have a sveika, so that's not a suffix iser, that's a suffix on a suffix. The Torah never says to stay away from a suffix on a suffix. It says to stay away from a suffix of an iser. Right? That's the yisod of Shem Shkop. It's an interesting yisod, right? He says, kibal mushon mushor v'locho shal a suffix. But he says, "Kishi yischadish on a suffik, gam al a suffik." Okay, then there's room to be make of that. We never accepted. Lo native, like we never had such a rule. Okay, umishmu haku mutal gamrei. Right, then it works out. We works out the cases. So it's not. It's not like a rove exactly. Okay, it's not like a rove. It's like saying there's a difference in a suffik iser and a suffik on a suffik, and that's the lushan, so to speak, of sfeik sfeika. Okay. So anyway, but it's an interesting point I think that Rishon is making that it's a sort of like a difference. It's not like the Rashba, it's not like the Ra'a really. Okay, it's kind of a middle case, not middle. It's a different analysis. Okay, just to wrap up this point.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is Rishon saying that it's no longer considered to be a suffix in a It no longer has a haloshim suffix when there's an additional suffix attached?
No longer haloshim suffix, but it's not a suffix iser. That's what he's saying. That's the language. No, it's not a suffix iser. It's a suffix on a suffix, right? He says, look
and
at
we're the. We're only Mekabal upon ourselves, or we're. And there's only an
the tradition is only Mekabal to the suffix iser, exactly. That's his lumbus. I mean, take it or leave it, but that's his lumbus. Yeah, we only mekabel ourselves to asur suffik iser. Suffik is poison, not poison. Okay, but a suffik on a suffik that we never mekabel. I think that's what it means. Okay, you look it over, but that's exactly right. Okay, we were never that's his language. Never lo shamanu lo kibalnu. We never had this concept of a suffik. The reason suffik is mutter because we never accepted, since we never din that a suffik on a suffik is a problem. Suffik on iser is a problem, but not a suffik on a suffik. All right, this could have ramifications in other areas. Okay, I just printed Rekiva Eger in Ksubas, okay, on the Yud Beis and Aleph in the Rekiva Eger in Rosh Chodesh Rekiva Eger. So he mentions also what about a sfeik sfeika? We're talking about a sfeik sfeika in Ilchus Issa V'Heter. We're talking about a sfeik sfeika in Ishus by the woman who you know. There was Nivela, Suffolk, or Sfeik Sfeika by Rav Ozora. What about a Sfeik Sfeika and Dina Momonos? Sfeik Sfeika and Dina Momonos. Okay, Mekach Tos and so on. That's what Bekiva Eger is talking about in that piece over there. Okay, a Sfeik Sfeika and Dina Momonos. All right? That may depend on what the nature of this, of the mukkah or the nature of the concept of sfeik sfeika is. Because if you hold, let's say, like the like the or that it's fundamentally din sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula. There's no such concept as sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula by din ha'mamonos, right? But din ha'mamonos, what's l'kula? You have two litigants, so it's a chumra for l'kula for one, chumra for the other, right? The concept of I mean, I think I mentioned this once way earlier in the year. The concept of suffix resolution is different in different areas of halacha. Okay, I mean in hilchos issa v'heter. In Hilchos Issa V'Heter, we say Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra and Sveikah D'Rabbanan L'Kula. But in Dinei Mamonos, we say Hamad Mamon Al Cheskos, or Rabbi Cheskos Mamon. That's the issue. We don't say Sveikah D'Rabbanan L'Kula. There's no concept of Sveikah of Kula and Chumra. It doesn't apply by Dinei Mamonos because, you know, it's a Kula for one and a Chumra for the other. By definition, there's no Kula and Chumra, right? So if you hold that the Kula of Sveikah is based on Sveikah D'Rabbanan L'Kula, okay, then there's nothing to talk about with regard to Dina Mamonos because the whole concept doesn't apply. On the other hand, if you hold it as based on row, so now that's a question. Does it apply? Well, we have sometimes have a principle that ain't holchen b'mamon achar rov, right? We don't, by bonus, my mamonos don't necessarily follow the rov. On the other hand, certain rovs we do. So then there's a room to talk about it, okay? I think I mentioned it once. The pasuk says in Shoftim, Parsha Shoftim, if you have a dispute, ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, ben nega lanega. Remember, the three different things. We said the three different areas of halacha. Ben dam ladam is dam nidan, you know, dam tor, dam, you know, dam that asks the wife to her husband, dam it doesn't, dam nidan, not dam nidan. Okay, that's the area of hisam heter. Ben dam ladam, ben din ladin is din emomenos, ben nega lanega is tetum vetara. Okay, so this resolution of sveikas. So the Vilna Gaon points out the three different areas of halacha. That's why we sometimes see the Gemara isura mimamona lo yalfinan. Right, those are different realms of halacha. You can't apply the same principles, okay, from one to the other. But that's in terms of suffix. So by dina mamonos we say you know amotz mechavel v'alaraya. By dina issa v'heter. We say suffix the rice of the chum and sveikah the rabban the kula by tumah tara depends with some shus a rabban shul yachid, right? There's one din suffix tumah shul a yachid suffix tumah shul a rabban. So again, there are different rules. Anyway, but that's the Rekiva Eger and the Avnei Nezer and that tshuva. Elik Arachaim seem tough pay dalad osiud base. It's number 22. The Avnei Nezer talks about sveikah by mitzvahs. Okay, by talking about Sveik Sveika by mitzvahs. You're talking about Lulav and Esrog. Yeah, but it's Esrog Morkov. Morkov means Esrog that was, grafted. Okay, so we have to, we're not sure. Esrog has to be an Esrog, but if you cross breed it with lemon and so on and so forth, it's a problem. So and that's why you always see on the Esrog boxes, Cheska's built in Morkov. You know, but that's not so poshut with the suffix, whether that's a question whether Morkov's a problem. Okay, so can you say a Sveik Sveika by Morkov? Okay, and say, well, can I buy stam an esrog that's got no heksher or whatever, and I don't know the owner, but sveik sveika, for suffik, maybe it's morkov, maybe it's not morkov, and even if it's not morkov, maybe not morkov's not a problem. I'm sorry, even if it is morkov. Even if it is morkov, maybe it's not a problem. So again, that's a question. Okay, that's a question. Now there, it's not gonna be a function of sveika or bonal kula, you know, we're dealing with the raisa. Right, if sveik sveik is only built on, if sveik sveik is a function of suffix the bundle of kula, how can you apply it over there? We're dealing with the raisa, esrog, right? On the other hand, if it's built on rov, maybe it will make a difference. Okay, so you know that those are just some nafkaminas. There are others. Okay, but getting back to our issue, those are just side points. We're getting back to our issue. So, getting back to our issue of the machlokas and that toast and beitza, which, you know, it's brought up in the Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Ri, and it's explained by the Rashba, you can't combine sofik echad b'tarva, sofik echad b'guf. Okay? Why not? Because if it's based on sveika, the bundle of kula, so why not? In other words, if the whole yisod of sveik sveika is based on sveika, the bundle of kula, why should you have a chilek? What's the difference with one sofik and another sofik? Okay, one suffix another. So it's a whole thing. Sveikah d'rabbanan. So who cares the first suffix, second suffix like that? What's the difference? Sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula. If the second case d'rabbanan, so let's be makel. Who cares where it comes? That could be Rabbeinu Tam holds. Right? Rabbeinu Tam holds. If it's built on sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula, so you can combine. But if you hold maybe like the Rashba that it's based Rashba l'shitoso, like we said before, Rashba l'shitoso is based on rov. So then you know to create a rov, you have to have like you can't mix apples and oranges. Okay, it's rov in the same case. Here it's a din. You can't say combine this suffix and that suffix create a rov of 75 to 25. Yeah, but they're two different areas. this is one kind of suffering. That's a different kind of suffering. Maybe they don't lend themselves to come together. That's the Rashba. So Rashba Lushitaso holds that that's why you can't combine Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Batarovus, because you can't create a robe that way with two distinct types of Sveikas. But if you hold that it's all based on Sveik of the Bala Kula, you could argue, what's the difference? What's the difference? Only got it, you only got the Bala Kula. Okay? Just to give you a preview of something we'll see shortly, okay? What if you have, you know, Sveik Sveika against the Chazoka? Okay, so it's Chazik Isura, which we touched on, and we'll see in a moment also. So again, it could be a similar Chakira, or a similar analysis, all right? Because if Sveik Sveika is built on Rovs, then you could say it, because Rubim Chazoka, Ruba Adif, Rov beats out a Chazoka, all right? But Sveika Dabon Lakula, maybe we don't say Sveika Dabon Lakula against this Chazik Isura, right? So it's the same, same type of different applications of this din. Or I think what Ezra asked the other day, you know, we talk about Suffolk, someone asked, but you have to have 50-50, Mama, you know, Suffolk, we call it Suffolk Ashokal. This will be in the Shach, Kunja Sveik Sveik, but you have to have a Suffolk Ashokal with 50-50, okay? So again, you know, if it's a rove, so what's the difference? It could be, if it's not a Suffolk Ashokal, as long as your total number comes out, maybe it won't come out 75-25, maybe it'll come out 68-32, but still good enough, right? Then once you do the math, okay? On the other hand, Sveik of the Bala Kula maybe is only a Suffolk if it's a Suffolk Ashokal. So those are some of the issues. Okay, now let's go weiter. This one continues. Okay, that's clear. So I just want to give that, you know, that overview, so to speak, of the logic, or what I call it here, the sod of the din of Sveik Sveika. And again, then you have this creation of Rav Shimon Shkop, who says that it's, you know, this idea that, and you can apply it as you want in those cases. I don't know how in each case it'll work. Okay, I mean, if you're saying it's a b'chart v'chaim, staying away from the Sveik Kisra, the chart that wouldn't apply to the Esrik in a case of, mitzvahs. But anyway, you can see how the different explanations will plug into these different cases. Okay. Okay, everyone with me? Good? All right. Let's move now on. Out of Gimel here, the Yedias HaSfeikas. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Ramor, Aval imhayu beiz sveikos, imhayu kan isra klal, v'nodu beiz HaSfeikos biyachad, then Matir Sveik Sveik, v'cholmach ma'fil b'isa d'raisa v'gufo shalisa. The Ramor's Mekel, he says that, that if you... if the two sveikas, and that's really the question. Okay, if the two sveikas are both sveikas, whether there was ever an issue here altogether, all right, and that's like the what do you call it case in Ksubas, all right, or the no du beis sveikos biyachad, and that's what we're looking at right now, yedias sveikas. If the two cases were you know became known at the same time, so the Ramor says, then we're going to apply sveik sveika no matter what. Okay, so that's a further question, really. That's the Ramor here, all right? There's a background case. Is it in this Taz? I forgot now who quoted it, but... I don't remember now who quoted it. It's back from Siman Nun Zion. Oh, the Pichodesh. In 26, yeah. In other words, let's say you had to go back to the egg case. You have a Suffolk Trefa, okay? And now this Suffolk Trefa got mixed into the way the relearns. This Suffolk Trefa got mixed into, you know, a batch of other eggs, okay? But let's say you didn't know you didn't realize that there was a Suffolk Trefa there till after the mixture happened, okay? Till after the mixture happened, all right? In other words, lo noda Suffolk. We didn't know. It's not that I had this egg was a Suffolk Beitzes Trefa, and I saw it got mixed up with those, and I just don't know which is which. All these bunch of eggs got mixed up, and will those eggs come from that batch over there? Because one of those was a Suffolk Trefa. Okay, so we didn't know about it. So there, the Beis Yosef, back in Siman and Zion, the Beis Yosef says that the Re would be perhaps Makel in that case. Okay, even the Re would be Makel in that case. All right? And by the way, that works out, because that's what I was supposed to, because there you have the simultaneity. Right, because the problem comes up together. The problem comes up together. There you have the the Riyaz Makel that way. All right, so that's just that's one point. So Just a moment. So the Ramah, just a second. The Ramah doesn't accept that, right? The Ramah there, I think, doesn't accept it. I should have printed it. See, the Ramah would still be machmer in such a case, okay? Because if it started, I'm not sure now. You don't have to say that the re would be makel. Could be the re would still be machmer in that such a case because, let's just see. Yeah, you don't have to say, does it go by what? Because Lamaisa, the suffix came up earlier. We just didn't know about it. That's the issue. So, would the re necessarily be make on such a case? We found out about the Torah, but Lamaisa, the suffix was earlier. That's the situation. Okay. So, the question now, this is what's dealt with in that Taz and Kot and Yudalid, okay, and also the Shach. Just a second. Yeah. The question is as follows. What if you have a Sveik Sveika? That's what the Taz is dealing with in Yudalid, okay? What if you have a Sveik Sveika by Nisa Drabonon, okay, where Safik Echad Beguf, Safik Echad Tarovis, okay, but it's a Dover Choshev. Okay, to Dover Choshev. What happened again? Sofik Echad Beguf, Sofik Echad Betarovis. Let's say Chaticho Liskabed, Masofik Trefa. All right. Yes, so the Taz is Machmer. The Taz here says, what's the case again? With two Tarovis. The Taz says that let's say you have a chatichur liskabed, the dover chashuv. It starts off with the darbanon, so you don't have this, the Ramon's problem. It starts off with the darbanon. It's a darbanon, okay? It's a dirabanon. All right. The suffix trefa, and it's an arva, a piece of meat. Let's say, forget about beitza. Suffix trefa meat. They got mixed up with another piece of meat. So the rice a chad betray bottle. And I took one piece of meat, so the Taz is asses it. It's not a sex faker. Why not? Because it's not binyan echod, right? It's two different dinim. It's two different things. Okay. So, okay. The Taz says it'll still ask even the Rabbanon, right? The Taz is saying it's even the Rabbanon. Just a moment. It's only a Rabbanon. And also, look, maybe five lines on the bottom of source 24. That shot, that Taz, and Zikon Yadal. Klala Ola, B'sveik Sveiko, who came? The Chol Shesofik Echad, whom also mitzad Shu Chol Shavino Batal Barov. Shafal Pisha Iker Isa Drabonon, Kom Sofik Beit Shol Yonta Vishuv Nitz Arab. Lo Mahani B'sveik Sveiko, Kevin Sheena Sveikas Binyan Echad. Ela Binan Shu Shneas Sveikas Ayde Tarovas Vino Da Bin Time Lo Malav Lo Mori. That's the second question that Taz deals with. Okay, what if that question, I knew about the first suffix, and I didn't know about this, I knew about the suffix, okay? You have suffix Echad Beguf, suffix Echad Betarovis, where I knew about the original suffix, and then the second suffix came into play, okay? So he quotes in Masas Binyamin, B'tshuva L'Amrei Binyamin, a few lines earlier, that it's mutter, okay, that it's mutter. So it was by sake, you don't need that everything should happen at once. And even though there's Yediyah in the middle, they're still considered to be a suffix. Okay, and he paskins the other way. He paskins that it's osir. The Taz says over here that as long as suffix echad who osir mitzvah shu chosher abot rov apesh yigizm drabanan, okay, it lo mahane bo sake sake kevan shen sake binyan echad. Okay, B'shum dover me'asik sveika. Either way, the notam in time doesn't help. So that's the position of the Taz. All right, so again, the Taz holds, in our case from before, sveik sveika or b'isa d'rabonon. Chetich l'skabit, let's say, which got mixed up with something else, and it took one of the pieces of meat. The Taz said it's also because of sveik, we don't say sveik sveika l'kula, because it's not minyan echad. All right, so if I have a beitza, you know, beitza shalom yomtiv, which got mixed up with other eggs and now fell, you know, it's a suffix rather, was born and so on, the whole egg, the egg is osir. The Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach, Tazayin, the source 25, he disagrees. Zeino, he quotes that Klal HaOla, which I just read. Look at 25. Klal HaOla B'Sfek Sfekim. Shavu Shitzah. Zeino. D'Rabbanan Mahani Sfek Sfekim. Afilu Eina Sfekim Minyan Echad. They're dealing with the pure D'Rabbanan, he says, and he quotes himself back in the Shach and so on. And he said, the Beitza case, that's a different reason why it's also, because of the Rosh Hashem Atirin. He acknowledges that it's also, but the Shach says that it's mutter. By Isur Darabonon, we say Sveik Sveika, even when it's not Minyan Echad, this whole Chum is only Doraisa. All right? And the Prichadosh and others, the Prichadosh are printed in 26, the Prichadosh, also, again, he also mentioned when the suffix was discovered and so on. B'chadosh also is machriya that if something which is Issa Rabbanan, he's machriya that we say Sveik Sveika, like the Taz, and not like the Shach, rather, and not like the Taz. Okay? Now, the last thing in this unit, the last thing on Avdalad, is we have Sveik Sveika against Cheskas Isser. I alluded to it before, that it may depend on that machlokas between the Rashbo and the Ra'ola. A Sveik Sveika keneged Cheskas Isser. So, okay, everyone with me? Sveik Sveika keneged Cheskas Isser. The Gemara in Irvin, Lamed Hamed Beis. Rotanan, Tomesh Yorod Litpo. The guy was tubbing himself. Sofek Tovo, Sofek Lo Tovo. Fil Tovo, Sofek Tovo Barboim Saw. Sofek Lo Tovo Barboim Saw. All right, there's some kind of a problem with the mikvah. I don't know if there were 40 saws, the minimum amount of water you have to have in a mikvah for tefillah to be valid. And we don't know, all right? And he was definitely tomei, but we don't know that he was tovel. And if he was, maybe there wasn't arbaim saw. Or, v'chein shnei mikvos. V'achas sheish bo arbaim saw. One mikvah, the big mikvah, definitely has 40 saw. V'achas ein bo arbaim saw. One is too small, not ready yet. The tovel v'achas ben ein adem ezen tovel. He tovel one, doesn't know which one. In such a case, Sveiko Tomei. Sveiko Tomei. The Negmar says, Bamed Ramur Tumachamura. Tumachamura. Rashi says there in Erevin Laman Hamad Aleph, Tumachamura 28, Shinitma Betuma, Metamasum and Atur, Gamra Abatuma. It's called the different grades of Tuma. There's Aviyavos Atuma is a dead body, but there's Abatuma. Abatuma is someone who comes into contact with an Aviyavos Atuma. Okay? And, or other things, avatuma. Tzara is an avatuma. Nida is avatuma. Other things are avatuma, and that's called tuma chamura. Avatuma kala, kigon she'achal ochin tmei v'shosa mashkin tmei. These are what's called vladatuma, okay? Which are drabonon. Look in Rashi. Avatuma kala drabonon. Beiza tuma is the resovim l'tamos adam gon achal chatzi pras ochin tmei v'abar rosh v'ruva and so on. The different things which will make a person tuma at a drabonon level. All right. So in such a case. In such a case, of a tuma kala, kigom shachal ochin tmei v'shosam mashkin tmei, v'havi rosh haruba mayim shuvin, o shenafla rosh haruba shloshal lugin mayim shuvin, v'yard lipo safek tavo safek lo tavo, afil tavo safek tavo bar misa safek lo tavo bar misa, v'chein shnei mikvos. It's the same case, right? Achas ish bar misa, achas ein bar misa, v'tavo achas ein adibes, v'tavo sveik otor. That's a mayor, and Rashi is right. That's a stamish or mayor, but Rabbi Yosef Tami. Okay, what's the idea? What's going on here? So again, this is the Sugan Erevin Lamed Hay, and so the Gemara later, that's Lamed Hay and Aleph, Lamed Hay and Beis, and the next Lamed Lamed Vav and Aleph, Rav Omar, Hasam Haino Tami Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is Mitame, because Hamei Tomei Al Cheskoso Ve'Ema Lo Tovo. Rabbi Yossi is mitame, even in the case of Rabbanan, because Hamei Tomei al Cheskoso. The guy is a Chazok, he was Tomei. We know he was Tomei. The only question is, did he go into the mikveh or not? Or did he go into the right mikveh and so on, right? So Reb Meir says Sveiko Tor. Reb Yossi at the very end of that source 27 says Reb Yossi Mitame. And Rova on Lamed Vav Men Aleph 29 explains why, because Hame Tomel Chaskoso. Hame Tomel Chaskoso. Okay? Rashi simply points out there in Lamed Vav Men Aleph, Hame Tomel Chaskoso depends. Kule Chazok Lechumra Ika Lekula Leka. Mastisin Ika Chazok Lekula Ulechumra. Hame Raman Chaskos Tchum Beis Ramar Lo Ir. Hame Chuma Chaskos Ir. Because Raman Lekula Zin. This explains in that case why it's different in the case of the Mishnah. It's not so important for us. But what is important for us is the Gemara brings up Hame Toma Chuskaso. So comes the Rashba in that same tshuva that we alluded to, we quoted above, in that same tshuva, Chelik Aleph, Simon Tov Aleph, 31, says the Rashba, okay, Me'atad is bar ikra shel dafilu b'dischazik asura matirin bo sveik sveika. Dafilu b'avodazor hamura. Rashba is of the opinion that we can be matir a sveik sveika even keneged cheskas iser. That's the Rashba in this tshuva. Even against the Cheskas Iser, Sveik Sveika works. Okay? And again, I said that that works out nicely, Rashba Lashitoso, who says that the whole Sveik Sveika is built on Rov. So, Rov, the Chazoka, the principle, right? We've heard of that before. Ruba Chazoka, Ruba Adif. Beautiful. So, therefore, the Rashba is Lashitoso. And therefore, even against the Chazoka, even his Chadis Kisura, will still matter in a case of Sveik Sveika. So claims the Rashba. The Issa Beheter, in Shar Chavav Os Beis 32, disagrees. Okay, this Mehetta says no. You can't say there's no. We don't allow. We don't allow a Sveik Sveika Keneged. Keneged Ischazik Isur. Okay. That's the Mehetta disagrees with this. Disagrees with this Rashba. Okay, and he said we don't allow it. So it's a machlokas. All right. Let's find the right words here. It's on the second page. I don't see the words. He gives examples of cases. But in any event, his position is that we can't be make a Sveik Sveika against the Cheskas Iser. You have to read through it. You'll see his words. He doesn't exactly say those words, but the way he explains each case, because his point is that a cheskas iser is a vade iser. It's not a suffix. He says that a few times. Look at the third line of the next page. He says the whole dover shu suffix line of asuna mishum chazoka have a vada also below suffix. Or the Cheskas Iser becomes a Vada suffix. There's no concept of Sveik Sveika. So that's the Iser Meheter. All right. Another issue to focus on here is Chisaron Yediyah. Tosin Avodah Zarah, Lamed Chesam Beis, Dil Masra Im Mishum. Okay. There's a different point, but it relates. Okay. The Tosis says, V'kaimel Anami, the Stam Klei, we've had this before. Stam Klei Avodah Kavim Enam B'nei Yomon. Right, we have to assume that Stam Klei Goyim Ain Ben Yoma, that we know that, right? We've had that a number of times for other issues. Okay. Bechain Poskim Rashi and Tom, I read the Stam Klei Ain Ben Yoma, behind the Tama. Why do we assume Stam Kalem Ain Ben Yoma? Why do we have such a rule? So that's what he says, we should Sveik Sveika. Sofek Shin Stam Shwa Hayom O Esmo. Okay, first of all, I don't know. What do you mean? Is that true? Every guy is Stam Kalem, or we can make like a Stam Kalem Akum, but they didn't cook today. What about that for lunch today? What does it mean? Stam Kalem shall over the Chom and Ain Benayoma means. Says Totos, a Sveik Sveika. Right? Sofek Nishtam Shwayom, I don't know if they use it today. But Filo Nishtam Shwayom, Shem Nishtam Shwayom, Dover Shu Pogim. Okay? Maybe it was something that wasn't no Saint Tom, whatever. So it's not also. That's the position of Tosis. And Tosis is basically saying that we don't know. And even though we don't know, we still apply Sveik Sveika, right? There's a Sveik Sveika in the case of Chisar and Yediyah, right? We don't know. And nevertheless, we're going to apply the case, the concept of Sveik Sveika, all right? And that's the Rosh also, right? The Rosh also. Because he writes, he asks my question. Well, I asked his question. On the second line of 34, the Rosh is in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Simon Lamed Hei. What do you mean? Goyim don't cook? Well, what do you mean? Well, what's this whole concept of stam klei of the kovim are enim bnei yomim? Afagav says the Rosh, stam of the overkovim mishav shukam kol yom. Afilu haki shach shomer la mishmas sveik sveiker. Sofek and mishav shomer yom. Afilu mishav yom. Mishav mishav. But davar shupogen bein or it's you know it's some other problem. Some other thing. It's not a problem. So lemaisa, he's hanogel in yaneinu is that we apply sveik sveiker by what do you call it by. Some of this chisar and yediyah. The Rashba in his chidushim on chulin nun gimel base, okay, he's not so sure about that. Okay, he says because you know we apply svik sveika even when what did I just say? Even we apply svik sveika even when we don't know when it's we don't know the facts. That's what emerges from the toast and the rush. We apply svik sveika not only by cheskas yisur. I'm sorry, not cheskas yisur. It means. I mixed up two things. The previous few sources were Sveik Sveika, Keneged Cheska Zisr. These Tosas in Avodah Zarah Lamed Ches Amabei, Zon Lasla Im Mishum, and the Rosh and Rosar Perk Beis Lamed Hei are telling us that the Sveik Sveika, when there's a Chisar and Yediyah, Chisar and Yediyah. In that case, the Tosas says we can, and the Tosas of the Rosh both say, we call it Sveik Sveika, even though it's Chisar and Yediyah. Rosh Bo, in his Chidush and Chulin, is not given to that. Nun Gimam Beis. Chulin Dir Masul Ki Pligi 35 says the Rashba V'Shemay Shlomar Delo Shari Sveik Sveik Alayecha Delo Ef Shalam Alabar Ef Shal Davar Imu Aser Im La Welcome Shef Shalam Alabar Ef Shal Davar Bodkin V'Chen Adi Nosa. He says no, you can't. Chisar Nidias, we can't say a Sveik Sveika. Okay, we can't say a Sveik Sveika. So that's what the Rashba, at least in the Chidushim, says. Not so clear what he means. It says in the Berak Abayis, in the Taras Abayis. That's what he says over here. In any event, on this issue, the Ramor Paskins and our Sif, to finish up Sif Tes 36, the Rosh writes, Simon Kufi with Sif Tes Hago, Afilo Hayal of Cheskas Isser. First of all, even if there's Cheskas Isser, okay, even as a Chazoka. Okay, on oath, Shabbicheskas is omed, Vinishbar, Nishmat Gapo, Sofik Mechaim Lachashchita. That's a classic case. If a chicken is a broken wing, you open the back of the chicken, it's a broken wing. So, did that break after, you know, after it was already shechted in a packaging, which had nothing to do with its kashrus or not? So, Sofik Mechaim Olachashchita. Vim Timzer Lomar Mechaim, Shemelo Nokva Harea. But maybe that didn't puncture the lung. The way the bone broke didn't puncture the lung. So, the Ramorites, Yesh Lahatir, Mikoach Sveik Sveikim. That's some of what doesn't belong there. Mikoach Sveik Sveikim. Okay? All right? So, number one, the Ramor is saying that we paskin like the, in that dispute, we paskin even, in the last dispute we just had, we paskin that even though it's Efshel Levarer, Afo Pi Sheish Levarer, they B'dikas Haray, do you want to just check the lung? Okay, Ein Lachosh. Okay, so the paskin in that case that we assume Sveik Sveika, even though you could check it out, and that's the kula of the Ramal on that matter. Okay, but as well, what emerged in the Ramal is he's paskin like the Rashba that will apply the Sveik Sveika even against the Cheska Sisser. Okay, afilo hayo cheska sisser. So on both of those two, that's why I put these two disputes together. Okay, there's two things in this Ramah. The Ramah says comes out two things. Number one, he's saying he's paskening like the Rashba and that tshuva back in number was that again now? 31. That even mischazik isura, we still are matir sekseika. Okay, even mischazik isura against the sabbata. Okay, against this, he passes like the Rashba, that even if it was a Cheskas Isser, it's still Ein Lachush, right? I feel hello, Cheskas Isser. Blah, blah, blah. He said at the end, Ein Lachush. So even against his Chazak Isser. All right? And number two, he passes that that we can apply Sveik Sveika, even if Efshar Levara. So those are two coolers, so to speak, from Ramah. Where Sveik Sveika works against his Chazak Isser, A, and the two works even if you can be Mevara. The Shach. Okay, in the Sveik Sveika Kuntra, here it's Sivkot and Samach Dalad, which is where the Kuntra Sveik Sveika starts. But remember Chav Zayin, so the Shach, one moment, yeah, the Shach disagrees on, disagrees, okay? The Shach brings up Isra Heter, which we saw. Look at the third line. Okay, the Shach brings up that it's a Heter who said you cannot be making a Sveik Sveika against Ischazik Isurim. okay? And he says that it's it can't be mekel, all right? So that's the shach. He passes like this of a heter. There's a cheskes iser. This is chazak iser, so you can't be mekel and shosik sveik against it. And then he adds, even if it's a drabonon, even if it's a chazaka, even if it's a cheskes iser the drabonon, he won't be mekel. So machlokas is the ramor and the shach on that front. All right. There's a long taz, which we're out of time. I'm not going to read the whole long taz, but the taz also. While he summarizes the cases and he talks a lot of different Sveksaker cases, I think comes out like the shach. Okay, it shouldn't be mekel. And also, yeah, the other we'll just finish up. We don't have to read that whole taz really, but if you look at the next shach in Sivkot and Samavav Oslam and Hay of the Sveksaker list, okay. As we'll discuss tomorrow, he breaks up the Sveksveker case in a funny way, but because there's several different Sivkotans and each one contains some. But we'll see it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. The sheets that I'll send out today, I'm just going to have the shach, try and divide it up, you know, by point. But I'll say some outside things, but the main thing is to go through the shach. And it's, you know, once we see it, it won't be that difficult. So in any event, the shach in 39. Now the Shach in 39 says that there's room to be machmer if efshal varer, and it's not a big hefset, and you know then it's better to be machmer to try and be mevarer. So the Shach, in other words, again, bottom line, the Ramos says sveik sveikah works a neged cheskes and also even if muta shayach levarer, the Shach in the previous one, leave the taz up, the Shach in 37. The shach that was in Sivkot and Samach Dalet. That shach says no, we should be machmir in that case. And this other shach over here says efshel avarer, and it's not going to be a big hefset. And then it's proper to be machmir. Finally, for today, the Pischei Tshuva, okay, the Pischei Tshuva in Sivkot and Lamed Hay has some tshuvas from the Little Behuda and from Rekiva Eger, okay, who say that this idea that efshel avarer, the Maramor is mekel. But those who insist that if efshel avarer you have to mevarer, they're going to say that's only if it's shayach to mevarer in such a way that there's no suffix left whatsoever. Okay, the Rashboa who seemed to be machmer, right? That was the Rashboa in the Chidushim, right? In 35. He says, "Lo shayach sveik sveika." That's Rashbo in Chiddushim Nechulin Nun Gimel Aleph. When the Rashbo says we don't say sveik sveika, lehechta lo efshel lamar abar, but otherwise you have to check. That's only true. This is what the Pischei Tshuva, according to Rekiva Eger and the Behuda, modifies. He says that's only true if it's shayach to be mevarer and all sveikas are completely removed. But if any suffix will be left, then the Rashbo says you can make on reliance sveik sveika. It's only if you can mevarer it completely. Okay. Okay, so that finishes this. So tomorrow, Bunadir, we're not going to read every line of the Shach, just to try and go through what the different issues are in Sveksveka, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful afternoon. Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, okay.